Staying with news from Africa, and aid workers in Sudan are experiencing increased difficulties after the Sudanese government suspended 16 non-governmental organizations. The disruption to critical health services and food distribution is expected to exacerbate poor sanitation and malnutrition levels in the area. Communications officer for UNICEF, Abdul Rahman Gandour, told us about some of the challenges facing the people of Sudan.
Well, the suspension of operations of the 16 NGOs by the government of Sudan will definitely have serious consequences for the delivery of humanitarian assistance and development programs in the north of Sudan, and could actually reverse progress made for children in recent years, and not the least in Darfur. Healthcare for an estimated 1.5 million people will be put at risk. 1 million people, most of them in Darfur, could lose access to clean water supplies, sanitation, to hygiene, to education within a matter of weeks. There's the treatment of thousands of children for severe and moderate malnutrition over the next 3 months could be interrupted. Education for almost 300,000 children could be also disrupted when the school year begins in April. So all kinds of direct consequences to the expulsion of these NGOs.